Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, we're going to break. We're going to hear one more bill, and then we're going to break for lunch till 1:45. So if we can get this one bill done, then we'll break for a longer lunch today. Please recognize Representative Peters for CCR to Senate Bill 133.
Clerk will read.
CCR to Senate Bill 133 by Johnson of the Senate, Miller of the House, an act relating to the Oklahoma Human Rights Commission.
Representative Peters, you're recognized to explain the report.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This is a funding bill for the Oklahoma Human Rights Commission. It's a 6.5% cut. Move adoption.
Members of the House, come to order. Members of the House, come to order. Give your attention to Representative Reynolds for a question on the report. Representative Reynolds, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Peters, as you know, this agency has been the subject of much discussion on this floor for a number of years. In these tight budget times and the inability to fund our military department, do you think it might be the time to get rid of this agency, which has duplicative services with the federal government?
Well, actually, Representative Reynolds, the Human Rights Commission is in charge of promoting equal employment opportunity, fair housing, equal access. They actually contract with the EEOC to do that work.
Follow-up, you're recognized.
Thank you, Representative. Yes, I do understand that there's a certain amount of work they do, but don't you think that we're showing that this has a higher priority than our military department by voting for this CCR?
No, I don't believe that at all.
Representative Peters moves adoption of the CCR to Senate Bill 133. Will there be debate? There will be debate. Those in opposition, push your red button. Those in favor, the green. Other members wishing to debate? Representative Reynolds in opposition. Representative Peters. Representative Sullivan in favor. Other members wishing to debate? Representative Sullivan waves. Seeing none, members of the House will come to order. Prepare for debate. Members, take your seats. Take your conversations outside. Prepare for debate. Representative Reynolds, you're recognized for 10 minutes debating against the adoption of the CCR.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, what we have is an agency here that basically it's been around for a long time, but it does this, it serves the same purpose as the Federal Human Rights Commission. And we've got a really tough budget year, we think. Actually, it seems like we're spending $2 billion more than we did last year, but I know it's tough to do that. Despite that, all of our budget process is about priorities. All of our budget process is about priorities. And I was looking for the military department bill. Oh, here it is. Thank you. I was looking for the military department bill. And it appears earlier that we reduced their budget, imagine this, by $919,261. Folks, we have just found enough money to properly fund the military department. If you'll notice, there's not quite enough. I'm sorry. I was getting a difference here. $2.4 million, $400,000. Anyway, $664,000. So we can pick up almost two-thirds of the amount of money that we shorted the military department. And the way we can do that is by finally getting rid of an agency that most of us, or not most of us, a large number of us have wanted to get rid of for some time. You know, we've talked about cutting government, and there are three or four areas that cutting government has been, we don't cut government. I can't think that we've cut it very much at all. We had the opportunity with the Arts Council yesterday. We had the opportunity with OETA, and we all talk about we want to be for smaller government. But, well, I'm sorry, I apologize. We don't all talk about wanting to be for smaller government. Many of us talk about wanting to be for smaller government. Some of us want to be for larger government. And if you want to be for larger government, you could give McDonald's a tax credit. In fact, you know what, we could probably even set up to install compressed natural gas stations at McDonald's drive-thrus. So all those new CNG cars. Tell Representative Harrison I'm doing everything I can here. So folks, if you want to be for smaller government, we actually now have a real opportunity. And not only will we be for smaller government, we'll also be showing our support of what I consider the absolute core infrastructure that we've got, and that's our military. There are two bills two areas that I'll do anything I can, and many of you will do anything you can to support, and that's to show support for our military and our veterans. Members, earlier in the session, we had the opportunity with this bill. It had $0 in it. I'd have to go back and look, but in years past, I've typically voted for this agency. You may not have noticed that. And against every other agency. Why was that? Because the original bill said they would get $0. I was for that. And in fact, most of you were for that too. You all voted to give this agency nothing. And that's exactly what I'm encouraging you to do today. I just want you to remember that your original vote, you wanted to defund these people. Maybe you really didn't. Maybe that original vote didn't have any meaning, that it was just a part of the process. But we need to change the process. We've been doing things a certain way for a long time, and that certain way, it's not working. I mean, it works to the point that we're all going to walk out of here next week. I suspect everybody's going to do a press release or mail out to their district and talk about what a wonderful job we did at the legislature, and all of our opponents are going to talk about what a horrible job we did at the legislature, and then the public's going to try to figure out if we did a wonderful job or a horrible job. And reality is, it seems like we didn't do any job at all. The only job we did is we came and we pressed a button a few times, but we didn't have the opportunity to say, well, you know, we've looked at this agency's budget, we've looked at what they do, and they responded to 10 complaints last year, or 50 complaints, or 100 complaints, or 1,000 complaints. We didn't analyze that. What we did is basically across-the-board cuts for every agency, with a few exceptions. The ones that we hear drive the economy. I can't quite figure out. The favorite phrases in this room are common sense, and the first person that mentions it in debate gets to claim it for that debate. So I'll say, common sense dictates that we need to get rid of this. The second phrase we say is, it's only logical. Well, I'm sorry, that's not the second one. The second one is for the children. This agency might be for some children, but typically not for very many children. So folks, you know, you've got the opportunity now to put a vote up on the board and say, I have been saying I'm for smaller government, and today I'm going to prove I'm for smaller government. And not only that, I am really going to prove that I am in support of the people that defend our country, our veterans, and our military. So folks, I'd be happy to answer questions, but with that, I'll conclude my debate.
Seeing no questions, Representative Peters, you're recognized for 10 minutes. Closing debate in favor of adopting the CCR.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, we did vote for this zero when this came through the first time. Representative Reynolds voted for the bill because it had zero funding. Representative Reynolds, you also voted against the military department because it had zero funding. You also voted against the military appropriation this morning. Members, if we didn't have this agency, people from Dallas, from the federal government, would have to come up here to enforce anti-discrimination laws. I think the people of Oklahoma favor local people handling those discrimination claims instead of outsiders and feds. With that, I would move adoption.
Members, you've heard the debate. All those in favor of adopting the CCR say aye. There have been two requests for a recorded vote. The clerk will activate the machine for a recorded vote on adoption of the CCR. Representative Williams votes aye. Representative McNeil votes aye. Representative Osborne votes aye. Representative Ritz votes no. Members wishing to vote or change your vote. Representative Harrison votes no. Representative Liebman votes aye. Representative Jett votes aye. Members wishing to vote or change your vote. The chair is preparing to close. Representative Jackson votes aye. Representative Jackson votes no. Representative Jackson votes aye. Declare the vote.
63 aye, 37 nay.
Having received a majority of those voting, I declare the motion to adopt the CCR to have passed. CCR is adopted, 4-3 to the bill.
Senate Bill 133 by Johnson of the Senate, Miller of the House, an act relating to the Oklahoma Human Rights Commission.
Representative Peters moves final passage of the bill. Will there be debate? Seeing no debate, the question before the House is, shall the bill pass? Clerk, lock, hit the machine. Sergeant, announce roll call in the hall. Roll call is in progress. Final passage of Senate Bill 133. Representative McNeil votes aye. Representative Steele votes aye. Representative McPeak votes aye. Representative Fields votes aye. Members wishing to vote or change the vote? Declare the vote.
65 aye, 36 nay.
Having received a majority of vote, I was elected in constitution, I declare the bill to have passed. Clerk will now activate the machine for a vote on the emergency. Representative Wesselhoff votes no. Representative Shoemake votes aye. Representative McNeil votes aye. Representative Thompson Mike votes no. Members wishing to vote or change your vote? Representatives Nelson, Watson, Morgan, McPeak, McMullen, McCaffrey, and Pittman. Do you care to vote? Representative McCaffrey votes aye. Representative McPeak votes aye. Members wishing to vote or change your vote, the chair is preparing to close. Declare the vote.
69 aye, 29 nay.
Having received 2/3 vote, I was elected in constitution, I ask for the emergency to have passed. Mr. Floor Leader.